DW.
A fisherwoman from Mexico, a fisherman from the Colombian island of San Andres, and scientists from every corner of the Caribbean are here in Genoa to compare notes and pool know-how in the fight against the invasive lionfish species.
Yo me llamo Marta Góngora García.
Marta Góngora García from Cozumel Island in the Caribbean Sea is the only fisherwoman in her cooperative. She's one of 200 local families whose main income comes from lobster catching.
40 años trabajando de pescadora.
I've been working as a fisher for 40 years. My husband is a fisherman too. I've been fishing all my life. My brother's a fisherman. My father fished too.
Yo soy parte de que mi papá fue pescador.
About a decade ago, their overfishing to supply demand in nearby Cancun put their livelihoods in danger. So the region's six cooperatives changed to more sustainable methods that maintain the lobster population, such as not killing baby lobsters or females with eggs. But the arrival of the lionfish brought another major threat. The Slowfish Caribe network now includes 13 groups in 8 Caribbean countries, all working to find solutions to the lionfish problem. Fisherman and researcher Alex Barrios comes from the Colombian coral island of San Andres.
The lionfish have a tremendous negative impact because they consume everything when they find. They don't mind if it's crab, if it's fish, if it's lobster, then your lobster, everything is going away with lionfish. It's a tremendous negative impact in the archipelago.
The lionfish reached Alex's archipelago in 2008. Since then, he's been researching methods to tackle its presence. One popular initiative is a spearfishing competition.
We have a tournament for capture and consumption of the lionfish, which we're doing twice a year. And also we are promoting the consumption of the lionfish because it's a very tender meat, very soft. It is just like snapper.
We are trying to encourage fishers and consumers to eat lionfish.
Nicola Simpson is a marine biologist and fisheries consultant from Barbados, where lionfish were first sighted around 2011. Speaking at a conference during the Slowfish Festival, Nicola says there's definitely cause for alarm.
They reproduce every 2 to 3 days. One female lionfish produces approximately 2 million eggs per year. Imagine having 2 million babies a year.
It's astonishing,
and they're,
isn't it?
Yeah, they're a very, very strong species. You know, they're sturdy. So, and as I said, they're no natural predators except humans. So it's the one fish you encourage people to kill and eat. Humans are the best predators for lionfish.
But the fact that lionfish have venomous fins has complicated the eat-it-to-beat-it approach.
A lot of people in Barbados are scared of lionfish because they do have venomous spines. But once you remove them, they're fine. They're fine to eat. So we're trying to promote lionfish as a food fish. So there's a lionfish derby to catch as many lionfish as possible. So last year, in 2016, over 1,000 lionfish were removed from the reefs in a few hours. And then we brought them back, filleted them, and there were different chefs there cooking them up in different ways. Because that's another problem. There's not a huge demand for lionfish right now in Barbados. So if there's a greater demand in a market, then that'll be an incentive for more fishers to go out and catch them.
Marine biologist Nicola says the survival of the entire marine ecosystem depends on the success of their initiatives.
Because of their characteristics, their biological characteristics, such as reproducing, there's so many of them, and they're eating all of the small reef fish. So when you open their stomachs, they're about like 70% of their diet is small reef fish. And that's a problem because reef fish are critical to the health of the coral reefs. And especially in Barbados and other places in the Caribbean, we rely on our reefs. Coral reefs for protection, but also for tourism, because most tourists come to, you know, snorkel on the beautiful coral reefs of the Caribbean. So that's why it's a huge, huge problem.
While consumption is key, the promotion of capture is also fundamental, according to Mariela Ochoa, coordinator of the Center for Marine Studies in Honduras.
Claro, en todo el Caribe tenemos la problemática del pez león.
The whole Caribbean has a problem with lionfish. What we are doing is to give licenses to fishers to be able to catch them. A problem we're finding is that restaurants are putting lionfish on their menus, but fishers aren't catching them. So there's a fair demand, but no supply. What we're doing is getting fishers who aren't catching them to start doing so in areas where you can't catch lobster and other fish.
Entonces esta es una buena forma de combatirlo.
If you can't defeat it, Eat it is a slogan which resonates here in the Mediterranean too, where slowfish visitors have been invited to sample a less appetizing and equally venomous invasive species in our waters, jellyfish.
Right, the moment of truth, I'm going to taste jellyfish in tempura. It's squidgier than calamari. But really tasty. I want another piece.
I have my doubts about jellyfish becoming a popular menu choice over here, but lionfish cooked in Mexican spices or a garlic sauce, or simply fried or barbecued, sounds delicious. Hopefully mouthwatering enough to convince many Caribbean diners to give it a go. Danny Mitzman, DW, Genoa, Italy.
DW.